You delay the glamour to build the clamor. It's not about arguing which nation's jollof rice is better. Let's get into the pitch and see the best of Africa play their bests. The Africa Cup of Nations is here. The excitement is real. Africa's biggest showpiece enters its 34th edition with 24 teams and over 620 players aiming to slap their name on the game in six stadia of five host cities in Côte d'Ivoire. Comfort 95.1 FM, your number one sports station, live in Côte d'Ivoire for the AFCON Rush. Join us as we bring you all the kicks, the throws, the shots, the passes, the fouls, the moments, dressing room drama, the actions and reactions, interviews, reviews, previews, and views you can use. AFCON Rush packages include a 15-minute daily package from 7 to 7.15 a.m. every morning,
with a repeat at 12.15 p.m.
Live reports from Côte d'Ivoire during the day, exclusive interviews from players, coaches and fans, and coverage of all Super Eagles games and other select games of the Africa Cup of Nations. All these on all 30 days of the AFCON from January 13 to February 11, 2024. Coverage will also be on all social media platforms of Comfort 95.1 FM. This AFCON, all you need to do is tune in to Comfort FM, and it's left for us to affirm. The action will be hot from north to south, and when the best is identified, we will definitely shout. What a rush!
Goal. An immaculate hit.
La Côte d'Ivoire, inspirante d'hospitalité, reçoit l'Afrique. Jour de fête.
C'est quoi?
Il vous sent.
Giant killing has been the name of the game in the AFCON 2023, with Tunisia, Algeria, Ghana all going home early, while a few others escaped near misses to Egypt, Cameroon, Senegal joining. Well, the remaining big boys will have to be wary of many shocks. Bonjour and welcome to AFCON Rush, another edition to bring you the latest happenings at the 34th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations, the continent's biggest football showpiece. Of course, I'm the Mighty George reporting for Comfort 95.1 FM, your preferred sports station. From the penalty shootouts to a late penalty that ensures that the Blue Shacks swim into the next round, after topping Group B ahead of Egypt and Ghana, Cape Verde were favorites going into this one, with Mauritania also getting their first ever win at the AFCON against Algeria. It was a very tight affair for 86 minutes, and we were nearing another extra time, but that wouldn't be the case, as it took a mistake for Cape Verde to take the lead as Yacine Elweli tried to head the ball back to his goalkeeper and instead nodded it perfectly into the path of Gilson Benchimore. The Cape Verde forward went around Babacar Niasse and was brought down. The referee didn't even wait a heartbeat. He pointed to the spot. Captain Ryan Mendes stepped up and ensured he made no mistake, striking it down the middle to send AFCON's smallest nation, Cape Verde, into the quarterfinals and end them their first ever knockout stage victory. And they will hope to continue their sensational campaign in the last eight. Cape Verde now await the winner of the match between Morocco and South Africa in the quarterfinals. What a rush. Well, a campaign that brought pain seems to bring out the champagne for Côte d'Ivoire. The hosts parted ways with head coach Jean-Louis Gasset after two defeats in the group stage. Emers Faye took over to be the caretaker boss, and they continued their adventure with the only side with a perfect group stage record in Senegal. Senegal had made a dream start when Habib Diallo struck in the fourth minute from a Sadio Mane cross. 5 minutes later, there was finally a controversial moment to the AFCON after an almost perfect AFCON in terms of VAR usage. advantage as Sadio Mane was given just a yellow card for a dangerous tackle. Later on, Frankesi came off the bench and scored from the spot 4 minutes from the end of normal time to send the game into extra time. Moussa Niakate was the only player to miss from the spot. That would mean that Frankesi, who had scored late in the game to level proceedings and send the tie to extra time and then penalties, would need to step up to score and send the hosts to the last eight of the AFCON. 9 goals were scored from 10 kicks, and now Cote d'Ivoire will join the 12th man to celebrate on their triumph by blowing their trumpet out loud. It was a really happy birthday for Emerson Faye, who is celebrating yesterday. And of course, the whole of Cote d'Ivoire joined in that celebration. What a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.
When you're in need of a trading platform that is fast and reliable, that has unbeatable industry experience, swift deposit and withdrawals, no debit charges, fair pricing, real-time executable streaming quotes, then limit your search because Zara FX is here for you. Our friendly trading platforms are designed to simplify the trading process, as well as Zara FX social trading that enables our clients to leverage on professional expertise. Our pricing are transparent with competitive fees and spread. We also make sure your needs are met, as our customer support team are on hand to assist you promptly, and our educational resources to help boost your knowledge about trading. Visit us today at second floor, the Alpha Plaza Central District, Alausa, opposite Secretariat Bus Stop, Alausa, Ikeja, Lagos. For more info, please call 0916-987-0050 or visit www.zarafx.com.
Zara FX, global trading powerhouse.
The first game of today sees a second meeting between Mali and Burkina Faso at the AFCON, with the previous one coming in January 2004. A 3-1 win for Mali. The Group E winners will be looking for a further progression in this tie with Burkina Faso today. Burkina Faso have lost only one of their last 7 games in the knockout stages at the AFCON, with 3 wins and 3 draws. However, they have been eliminated in 3 of the 7 matches, twice via penalty shootouts. Mali will be looking up to goalkeeper Djigui Diarra to be at his best after saving 7 of the 8 shots on target he faced in the current tournament. That's about 88%. The Burkinabes used 23 different players in the group stage. Only Guinea-Bissau, with 24, used more players. Talk about rotation. And day 18 continues with one of the favorites for the AFCON hoping to avoid a shock in their last 16 tie. This will just be their 6th meeting at the AFCON, and they are no strangers to each other. Bafana Bafana have the historical edge, having only lost one of those previous encounters, though Morocco were victorious in the most recent duel, winning 1-0 in the 2019 group stage. Morocco have been eliminated in 4 of their last 5 AFCON knockout ties, although the one they did progress from was in the last 16 of the 2021 tournament in 2022, beating Malawi 2-1. On the other hand, South Africa have won each of their last 5 AFCON knockout matches, but have won only 2 of their last 8. Losing 2-1 to Nigeria in their most recent of such in the 2019 quarterfinals. No side attempted more shots in the 90th minute of matches in the group stage than Morocco, with 9, and they have scored in each of their last 12 AFCON matches, their longest run in the competition history. Can Morocco progress, or are we set for a cup set? Coming from the Bafana Bafana of South Africa, we can only wait to see if the last lion standing will survive. Don't forget, the Teranga Lions of Senegal are out, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon are out as well. Let's see if Morocco can uphold the Lions' pedigree. Of course, the games today come up by 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Ivorian time respectively, and that's 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Nigerian time. What a rush. time to get into the camp of the Super Eagles, favorites for the 2023 AFCON Trophy. That's right, after dispatching Cameroon and keeping successive clean sheets, you would be wrong not to term the Super Eagles favorites. But they're not letting that get into their heads. We'll come to what the players are saying, but let's tell you that the random dope tests for Victor Osimhen, Moses Simon, and William Troost Ekong, and also two other Cameroonian players, have come out negative. All right? This test is standard procedures for those who were quite alarmed that Victor Osimhen was tested. Well, he played like a beast. It's standard procedure for CAF. So we're glad it came out negative. Well, that said, Victor Osimhen sat out training yesterday as the Super Eagles resumed their sessions ahead of Friday's quarterfinal date against Angola. Although sitting out training, where the likes of vice-captain William Troost Ekong, midfielder Alex Iwobi, and goalkeeper Stanley Nwabali, who was substituted in the second half of the game against Cameroon. Well, let's hear from coach Jose Pizarro first on that injury to Stanley Nwabali, which has got many Nigerians concerned. He also speaks about his plans ahead of the game against Angola.
Create more opportunity against Guinea Equatorial, you score less goals. The football happened something strange. Everybody said, against Guinea Equatorial, our team didn't play well. He creates 7 clear opportunity, only score 1. You create against Cameroon less opportunity and score 2. Our team is a good way. Our team is playing well. Our team is has a good spirit. Our team, I am happy with my boys, my guys. But they know, for beat Angola, you must play more than you play against Cameroon. He did MRI today. It's not a big injury, but at this moment you need to check in the next 2 days if he'll be available for the match. Do you want I sit for you with the substitution plan? Play Frank. I believe in one of my players. You cannot believe I believe in my players. All of them. It's a motivation. Enough motivation on our team. For the Nigerian people, for Super Eagles, for our families, for our players, for everybody. Our team is a team with more clear opportunity. It's pragmatic. If you create opportunity, it's pragmatic. You need to play one consistent match. I explained 1 time, 2 times, 3 times. Kalec arrived here without training, in collective training. He arrived here 4 o'clock. In the first day of the competition, he didn't train any collective training at the club. But you need to understand, he come in the now you try to feel the confidence in him, the fit, because he's an important player for us. But not only him, Ahmed and the others. Don't put Ahmed and Mofi and Bruno. Ahmed, Mofi, Bruno, and Kalec, and Ojo didn't play until now. They have confidence in them.
All right, from Jose Pizarro, let's hear from the Rock of Gibraltar at the back, William Troost Ekong, first speaking on why he sat out training and also his thoughts ahead of the game on Friday.
I think our message has stayed the same throughout, and we're going to be trying to improve what we did, and it's going to be a tough game. I'm struggling with a small injury since the Ivory Coast game, so I'm just trying to manage myself, but I'll be ready to play on Friday if the coach selects me, of course. I'm not the person making the team, right? No, I think we enjoyed it yesterday. Today we're already thinking about the game against Angola. It's a fast moving tournament, and we try to just keep it moving. We try to improve. We will analyse the game, and we will also analyse Angola, and then we go from there. Who says that they're a smaller team? It's you saying that it's a smaller team. You know, I think this AFCON has taught everybody that the level is increasing. There's no such thing as a small team and a big team anymore. We want to win the game. Like every game, we want to win the game.
Crazy to hear that William has been playing with that injury ever since that game against Cote d'Ivoire. We certainly wish that he is strong. Nigeria's injury list seems to be climbing. First it was Alhassan Youssouf, then William Troost Ekong, and of course Stanley Nwabali as well. Well, good thing that coach Jose Pizarro said he has the players to deliver. And some of those players include Ademola Lookman, the brace hero on Saturday. He speaks to us about that night, which interestingly he scored in front of his parents, and also thoughts ahead of Friday.
Obviously, when I saw Victor running down, and obviously he stole the ball from the defenders, which he always does, I just made a run, and obviously the goalkeeper, obviously he had a touch, so it's a bit of a, maybe he's going to save it, but fortunately for us, winning. Yeah, it's good. It's good, obviously, family's here, supporting, so it's just, it's a happy moment for me. them being around and obviously seeing, experiencing this with me, so it's amazing. Like I just said, they're in the quarterfinals of AFCON, so they're a good team, a good side, a good quality, so, you know, we'll be prepared for them.
Certainly going to be a great feeling, scoring in front of your family and also living the life after switching nationalities. And of course, England to Nigeria. Ademola Lookman, by the way, did represent England in the under 20 tournaments. He actually won a gold medal for England. Abeg, Dango say you dey here, now your home be this. Don't we just love our Super Eagles? What a rush. In other news, Sofiane Boufal has been ruled out for the rest of the Africa Cup of Nations, according to Morocco head coach Walid Regragui. Well, Morocco will take on South Africa later today for a spot in the last eight. Meanwhile, DR Congo will be moving to the Court of Arbitration for Sport to challenge CAF's decision to drop the suspension of Morocco head coach Walid Regragui. Regragui was suspended for 4 matches, 2 of them were suspended bans and 5,000, but upon appeal by Morocco, everything was dropped. Morocco and DR Congo could still meet in the final. That certainly will be a grudge match, no doubt. Elsewhere, it has been revealed that Ghana's Black Stars budget for AFCON 2023 was, wait for it, $8.5 million. For preparation and participation, only for them to exit at the group stage level. The prize money for the AFCON, by the way, is $7 million. Now, even if they got to the final, they were getting $7 million. But there was going to be a spending spree, no doubt. And Ghana, don't forget, have already begun the shake-up of the technical crew and the players. Let's hope this time is for real. Eh? Charlie? My Ghanaian brothers, it is well with you indeed. All right, just before I go, a quick reminder of the teams that have so far qualified for the quarterfinal stage. Angola, Nigeria, of course, they both face off. Guinea, DR Congo, that's also a tie to expect. And Cape Verde and Cote d'Ivoire. Well, Cape Verde await the winners of Morocco versus South Africa, while Cote d'Ivoire, the hosts, await the winners between Burkina Faso and Mali. Just for context, no AFCON defending champion has qualified for the quarterfinals of the next edition since Egypt in 2010. Egypt, of course, won the AFCON in 2010, but 2012 they did not qualify. Zambia won the AFCON in 2012, but exited the 2013 edition in the group stage. Nigeria won the 2013 edition, but did not qualify for 2015 edition. Cote d'Ivoire won the 2015 edition and exited at the group stage of 2017. Cameroon won 2017 edition and left in the round of 16 of 2019. Algeria won the 2019 edition but left in the group stage of 2021. And Senegal won the 2021 edition, but they are now out in the round of 16 of the 2023 edition. Who's going to break that jinx? Obviously not in this tournament since Senegal are out. Well, I'm out for now. Join me later on in the day for more updates right here from Cote d'Ivoire. In the meantime, keep your dial locked on Comfort 95.1 FM. Make sure you're following at I Am Mighty George on all social media handles. Of course, at official CFM 951 on X and Comfort 95.1 FM Uyo on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. I'll catch you guys later. Au revoir. Sosongo, what a rush.
Comfort 95.1 FM. Uyo.